This is Jason Boone of the Peace and Justice Support Network, and I'm here with Mark Schloniger. Mark is pastor of North Goshen Mennonite Church in Goshen, Indiana, and he is also one of the co-initiators or co-conspirators, maybe, of Election Day Communion. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about what Election Day Communion is and how it got started?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, I just recently became pastor of North Goshen Mennonite in Goshen, Indiana, but had been working as pastor of Springdale Mennonite in Waynesboro, Virginia. And it just felt with the election 4 years ago that there was a need within the congregation and elsewhere for Christians to come together and to give witness to the higher allegiance of the church, witness to Jesus, but also to remind ourselves of where our allegiance lies. So we had a communion service in 2008 on Election Day, and it was a meaningful service. We came together and we participated in communion, even as the rest of the country was looking at the results of the voting and the election. So that's kind of how the idea got started. But I always thought that this might be something that the wider church, what a witness it would be if Christians could come together on Election Day and give a witness to Jesus. And so I thought it'd be good to call the wider church to that. And so that's how the idea got started.
Now, I know a little bit, some insider information that Sarah Palin, the disembodied voice of Sarah Palin, had something to do with actually maybe getting it kicked off, or...
Yeah, I was at that election service in 2008. I had arrived early at the church and was preparing for communion, getting the cups ready and the bread ready. I was the only one in the church building. And as I was doing that, I got a call, and it was a robocall from Sarah Palin saying that Virginia was still too close to call, and asking people to go get out the vote and support McCain and Palin. And that in and of itself was it seemed a justification for why we were coming together for communion in the first place.
Right.
Ways in which politics, often partisan politics, often interrupts our communion with each other and with God.
Oh, very true, yeah. And so what kind of response have you gotten so far? I mean, everything I've heard has been really positive, but talk about that.
Yeah, it's been a positive response, and I think part of the reason is that many people have seen the effects of this campaign season on Christians and on the church. And we've gotten, you know, I'm not a tech person, but I threw up a quick website and asked some people to help out with it, and it's taken off. We have over 80 congregations, and I'm pleased that 11 or 12 different denominations are involved, 30 states. So I've been very pleased, but also just humbled, because it feels like this is an instance where it's the Spirit of God moving. And it feels humbling to have a part in that. So
that's great. The Spirit of God is moving there. Is it moving, or how's it moving within you as this plays out? Is this a fulfilling thing to do? Are you getting energized from being a part of this and watching it grow?
Yeah. I feel this is. It's. I was telling someone that this is. It's definitely work, but it's work that I'm happy to do, and it's. It's energizing to me to see how the wider church, Mennonites and beyond, have taken up this project and seem to be wanting to do this together. It's work, but it doesn't feel like work, because it's so connected to my passion
That's the best kind.
Yeah.
So, finishing up here, what are your hopes for the church as a whole during this election season?
My hopes for this campaign, when it got started, the Election Day Communion campaign, was that we would be reminded of our higher allegiance to Jesus. Since getting started, I did have some reservations, hoping that this would not turn into sort of a... Sometimes ecumenical projects can be kind of a least common denominator sort of activity. And my hope would be that this would be raising the bar. And so that's my prayer, is that this will call us maybe to take our faith more seriously and our votes less seriously. I think, you know, we can be serious about our votes, but in the end, I think what speaks the loudest is our concrete voices and activities in service of Jesus.
So if a congregation wants to get involved, they would go to the website, and you don't need to sign up officially, but it'd be good to kind of let people know that they're participating?
Yes, and the reason for that, you can go to the website, it's electiondaycommunion.org, and sign up there. I'm sure that there's probably some congregations who are participating that we haven't heard from. The only reason that we ask people to sign up is because so we have an idea as we go to the table on election day of who we're joining with. And I think that can help further the purposes of getting together at the table, of remembering each other as we remember Jesus.
Hey, well, thanks for your service in this time. It's a great idea. It's catching on like it should. And thanks for helping us keep our allegiance on Jesus during this election season, Mark.
Thanks, Jason.